Welcome to the podcast. I'm Greg Detmeyer. Sitting across from me is Jenny J. Hill Hillebrand, and this is the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast. Jenny, how are you doing? Way over there.
We did have out the tape measure just to make sure that we are greater than 6 feet apart.
Officially a little more than 6 feet apart.
We are. I'm good. How are you?
Which is good. I'm good as well.
You're well as well.
I can't even put a sentence together. Should we just go back and restart this?
Yeah, maybe
thing?
We should. No.
No.
I like it. It's been a while, so we're not used to doing this.
No,
so.
But we fall into old habits fairly quickly because I'm about to complain that your space heater was on and your office is really hot.
And I'm freezing now.
So as I'm sitting here, Jenny, kind of a quick off, you got a pretty nice bookshelf over here.
Isn't that nice?
Where'd you get that?
Well, my good friend Greg Detmeyer built that for me.
Man, he sounds like a great guy.
I know. Hopefully anybody who follows us on Facebook saw the picture of the, I don't know if the completed picture was on there or not, but the wood.
The wood was certainly there where I was like, should I finish it or not? Just give it to her like a leg, IKEA.
You should take a picture of it now with the books on it and the painted and I have little pumpkins for fall.
It's very cutesy.
It is, isn't it?
Jenny, this Greg guy sounds like a pretty nice guy. Would you ever want to be like on a team with that guy?
Absolutely. Okay. I think he'd be a great teammate.
Jenny, we're going to start talking about teams.
Okay.
You ever been on a team?
I've been on a few.
All right. You ever been on a great team?
I have been on a great team.
What about a team where it's just like, I don't want to be on this team?
I've been on that too. Some of those not so great teams, they're the ones that make you strive to want to be on better teams though.
That is true. So I'm going to talk about a team where I was just like, this team sucks. And I think it's okay because it's one from high school.
But so that
then
was a while ago.
I'm going to talk about a positive team as well. And you can throw your thoughts in there too. But in this episode, as we start a series on teamwork and the power of teamwork and things that make an effective team, even though we're talking, it's all revolved around teamwork, there's certainly going to be tons of little nuggets within here where it's like, these are just good things to live by. I want to talk to you about my high school football team.
Okay.
So we're going to hop in the Wayback Machine.
Can I ask, what position did you play in football?
I was a offensive guard. I played left guard.
Okay.
So that's the guy next to the center.
And the center is next to?
The center is the guy who snaps the ball.
Oh, okay.
So I was the guy next to him.
Okay.
Never got the touch ball.
Got it.
But we were not the greatest team. It soon spiraled into where the very thing in essence of teamwork that we needed to kind of make us better ended up being our demise, because instead of that pulling us together, we ended up being a team where there were finger pointing, there was trouble in the locker room, there were these people wouldn't talk to these people, this guy didn't like this person, and no one would take responsibility for things.
Kind of sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It was, and we were a poor football team because of that. I mean, we were 1-8. You know, it was a long time ago. And looking back, it was like a lot of that comes down to the fact that I didn't feel like we had a good team chemistry going on. This team, my high school football team, had some common characteristics that were wrong with it that other teams also struggle with. A lot of that comes down to politics and confusion. And those can exist like in any
anywhere.
Team.
Right.
Okay. So if you think of the best teams you're on, when I think of that, and when I talk of teams as a school, like obviously as a building, I consider ourselves a team.
Right.
Like we're a team, we're doing this. But at the same time, I consider myself a part of like, here's a grade-like team, and maybe that's a little closer team because we're working on specific things. It's not building-wide. And then I also think of a team that I think does a very nice job, and that's our IC team.
Yep.
And when I think through different teams I'm on, if there's politics going on and there's confusion, those are the teams that really struggle.
Tell me more about that.
So when I talk about politics, I'm really thinking like where it is, you and I aren't getting along. And that ends up being where you form a little clique and I form a little clique. And it's like, well, it's Jenny's people versus Greg's people. Greg's people would totally lose.
Oh,
I would so.
Oh, I thought you were going to say would totally win.
I would be by myself. But just those little things and bickering, and that leads to so many times where you're not actually coming up to great ideas. You're coming up with like a we came up to a consensus where it's like, I'm going to give some, you're going to give some, and we're just going to walk away with an okay plan that everyone can live with.
Yep.
That's not what teams want to do. If I'm on a team, I want that team to find the best solution for whatever problem that team's working toward. And if that's my idea, great. If it's not, great. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Because when you're a part of a team, it doesn't matter who has the great idea. You're on the team to work towards something better than yourself.
Correct. And that's what I kind of mean by politics. It's like those things where it's like, I want to look a certain way, so I'm going to behave a certain way so that people like and accept my ideas. Mm-hmm. Think of our politicians. That's exactly what they do.
Yep.
Okay. And then confusion. Confusion is just simply like if people don't know what they're expected to do on the team or what the team's trying to achieve, they're not going to achieve what they're setting out to do because they don't know what it is.
They don't have a vision.
Correct.
Yep.
So politics, confusion. And those certainly showed up on my high school football team. And I would argue that those things are not present in like our IC team as a district.
Right. I would agree 100%. I think when you were talking about like the confusion and the politics piece of it, not understanding your role. When you're on a team or you're asked to join a team and you're unclear of your role, I think that's where the politics come in as well, because you're constantly saying, well, I don't even know why I'm on this team. And I think if you have to ask yourself that question, if you don't even know your why for being on that team, you know, it just sets up for that dysfunction to start right at the very beginning.
Yeah. And that's a great point, Jenny. Like when we're thinking of establishing teams, so like a simple team at our school, I'm on a social committee,
mm-hmm.
which is essentially we plan events for the adults. On our social committee, there is a couple other people, but I think of one, and this is her jam. Like, she is working within her strength, and you can tell. There's no confusion with her. She knows exactly what her role is on the team. She knows what the team's trying to do, but it's because it's something she's passionate about as well. Mm-hmm. Like, she's living in a strength area.
I think that's a really good point to bring up, too, is that strength area. When you're creating teams or when you're becoming a part of a team, I think it's important for every team member to, number one, feel passionate about the team that they're going to be joining. Because if you don't have a passion for it, if it's not something that you're interested in, you're probably not going to give it your all. And the other part of that is if I'm somebody creating the team or looking for members on a team, making sure that I'm reaching out to those people who have that passion and that, you know, like you said, she's a social butterfly. So that is her jam and where she fits in. Making sure, too, that, you know, when you're going to set that team or create that team, that you're finding those people that are interested in that, whatever you're working on, and you're putting them in their element.
Yeah, and that's one of the things when we set up our committees, and those are teams within our school, that was one of the things we asked people to do was, here's what the committee is, here's what they do, here's the roles and responsibilities of each committee. Think of what you enjoy doing, things you're passionate about, and then put your name where you fit, as opposed to thinking like, oh, I got to be on a team, so I'm just going to throw it up here.
And thinking about what you can bring to a team. You know, like when you said, knowing what the team is about, what is the purpose of the team, and then thinking to yourself, well, what could I bring to this team? What could I offer this team? That's also another important thing.
Yeah, because teams are going to work, even though it's harder to work in a team, in the end, it's going to be much more productive than an individual. So there's a few things that make teams special. And one, I feel it's diversity. So you have more resources, you have more thoughts, you have more ideas than someone just working by themselves. I mean, think of how many times you've been working on an issue and maybe you're sitting there plugging away with it in your computer or whatnot. I think of scheduling a lot with this. Like how many times I've been looking at a schedule and it's like, I can't figure this out. And then I'll get my special ed team together back when I was teaching special ed, and it's like, here's where I'm at, like, help me out. And within 5 minutes, we have the thing solved because we have these different viewpoints than my own. It's a new perspective.
You know, I guess I think about our IC team and you being a part of that team and the diversity that you bring, you know, having the five kids, always having a detonation story that seems to like fit perfectly with everything that we're talking about or feeling or going through. And hopefully the listeners listen to your mini cast on Isaac and what he overcame this school year. I think so often that I don't feel like I ever have really good stories, But every time I'm in a meeting with you, I feel like when we're talking about something and we just kind of need that, the idea or the thought or like the take a moment and let's step back and talk about this, I feel like you are phenomenal at that. And you always bring in those stories that make you just stop and think, huh, it's awesome. I love that. I love that part of you, that you, that that's what you bring to the teams.
Well, thank you, Jenny. And I think everyone on our team's kind of like that. So as I'm sitting in my office and if I have a question or a thought, depending on what it is, I have a different list of like my IC colleagues that I will call because I know like
I always call
Jenny's
you on
really
guided
good
reading
on this.
Ones. I always call you on the
no,
guided
you don't.
Reading ones.
I'm always calling Jenny. I'm just like, Jenny, I'm so dumb. Can you help me out? And she's like, you recorded like 20 hours of podcast on this. How do you not know this? I'm just like, I just forget stuff. But no, yeah, we all have our different strengths. And I think that leads kind of to the next great thing with a team is kind of the flexibility around it where you have multiple people working different angles on a goal. So back to my social committee, if we do like a movie day as a team, we plan that out. It's not all on me now to figure out where each kid goes, figure out every single movie. We have the flexibility to kind of like divide stuff up where maybe this person's going to take care of the movies. I'm going to take care of where kids are going. And someone else is taking care of the snacks.
You don't take care of the snacks?
Sometimes I'll help bag them up.
That's right. You just fry turkeys for your staff.
That is true. I mean, like snacks for the kids.
I know. I think like, to the other part of that, like being flexible and working on one goal with different approaches, I think the other part of that is sometimes when you're on a team, that flexibility has to come in that I may have a different view or a different thought about something than what you do. And what makes that good team is not allowing maybe the politics to come into it and try to drive home your ideas, that it's a collective. Maybe we take a little bit of your ideas, my ideas, whatever that might be. Maybe we put in a little bit of candy corn with the peanuts because, you know, that's what we do when we make snacks is, you know.
And I think we're going to get to a point where we talk about conflict in one of our episodes coming up, Jenny. I love that. Like, let's take a piece of your idea and a piece of my idea, put it together if that's the best idea. But let's not just take a piece of your idea because I don't want you to be offended that we didn't use your idea.
Right.
Do you see the difference there?
Oh, yeah. And a good teammate knows, you know what? Yeah, I said my idea, but it's not as good as what somebody else brought to the table. And I think that's another piece is being accepting and admitting when, you know what? Somebody else came up with a better idea. And that's awesome because whatever our focus is or whatever our outcome is for the team that we're working on, going with the best option or going with the best ideas is the most powerful thing that we can do as a team.
And then the last one, and that's kind of what is embodied, what you just talked about, is that collective learning, that collaboration, that conversation and those things that come out of a conversation when a good team is debating an idea or trying to solve a problem.
I love a good collaboration.
And we do it all the time. I mean, I think it's a core pillar of one of our roles, at least in our district, is like we facilitate a lot of collaboration and how important that is.
And how much we've learned as teachers, as instructional coaches, as a district that has come from those collaboration meetings. I mean, look at Jan Richardson. Look at you and I got to do 20 podcasts on Jan Richardson, all because of collaboration that started with her program. It wasn't a program that was done to us. It was a program that as a team, we were like, wow, this is really good. Yep. And it spread.
And it even led to a song, Jenny. A song. The ICC podcast first ever release single.
Yeah.
I'm not telling anyone where to find that.
Forget about that one. No, I just.
So I'm hoping all of this kind of builds up to that teams are important, but also a lot of times we're doing teams wrong. And it's not because anyone's doing anything on purpose. I just think it's a really tough thing to navigate and sometimes uncomfortable. So I'm hoping through this series, we can address some of those. I kind of want to close with a quote. And this comes from Patrick Lencioni, and he's probably my favorite author. But he says, not finance, not strategy, not technology. It is teamwork that remains the ultimate competitive advantage, both because it is so powerful and so rare. So I think that defines, here's why we need to talk about this. Because this is what makes a difference, and at the same time, it is a rare thing to have a completely functioning team without politics and without confusion.
And I think right now in the world that we're in and the situations that we're going through in the education field or in any field for that matter, our teams are what is going to keep us strong. If we get stressed and if we allow, you know, the anxiety or the busy go of everything that's going on, you know, especially in education, that teamwork will have a relapse. And right now we need to rely on our team and our teamwork so much to hold each other up and to keep each other strong and to keep moving forward every single day.
And Jenny, I think that transitions beautifully into our next episode with this series too, the power of truth within a team and vulnerability, especially during these times, because we don't all have the answers.
That's right.
Anything else, Jenny?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, until next time, go check out our website, www.iccpodcast.com. You can find our past shows there and this guided reading song's out there somewhere if you want to go dig for it. I'm not telling you which episode.
Don't dig too hard.
Don't do it. It's bad. I mean, it's okay. Jenny plays the guitar, which is kind of cool. Follow us on social media there. You can find all that on our website. As we leave, ask yourself, what one thing can I do to make me a better version of myself? Then wake up and do it. Because greatness isn't achieved by one event, but instead a series of small, intentional steps.
Go be awesome.